Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Grace and peace be with you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Very warm welcome to you all to St. Cattle's and St. Margaret's for our service of home worship on this fifth Sunday of Easter. It's really lovely to have you with us. You're very welcome as we join together as brothers and sisters in Christ, to offer our praise and worship to our Heavenly Father. We give thanks to God for the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ from the dead, our assurance that never can we be separated from the love of God for us. And in our Gospel reading today, Jesus is talking with his disciples, and he promises them that he's going ahead of them to prepare a place in heaven where they will be with him forever. For us as Christians, it is the continual presence of Christ with us that gives us real stability in our lives. For the promise Jesus makes to his disciples in today's reading, he makes also to us. It is his deepest desire that we are with him forever. And so we pray to God for the guidance of the Holy Spirit, that we may live our lives as faithful disciples of Christ, that we may come one day to share with him the full glory of his eternal kingdom. Let us pray. Father of glory, holy and eternal, look upon us now in power and mercy. May your strength overcome our weakness, Your radiance transform our blindness, and your Spirit draw us to that love shown and offered to us by your Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ. Amen. And as we come into the presence of our Heavenly Father, let us first seek his forgiveness of our sins, that we may know his peace in our hearts. Lord Jesus, you raise the dead to life in the Spirit. Lord, have mercy. Lord Jesus, you bring pardon and peace to the sinner. Christ, have mercy. Lord Jesus, you give light to those who live in darkness. Lord, have mercy. May Almighty God have mercy upon us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen. Alleluia, alleluia, glory be to God on high. Alleluia to the Saviour, who has gained the victory. Alleluia to the Spirit, fount of love and sanctity. Alleluia, alleluia to the triune majesty. Almighty God, who through your only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, has overcome death and opened to us the gate of everlasting life, grant that as by your grace going before us, you put into our minds good desires, so by your continual help, we may bring them to good effect. Through Jesus Christ, our risen Lord, who is alive and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. A reading from the book of the Acts of the Apostles. Filled with the Holy Spirit, he gazed into heaven and saw the glory of God and Jesus standing at the right hand of God. Look, he said, I see the heavens opened and the Son of Man standing at the right hand of God. But they covered their ears, and with a loud shout all rushed together against him. Then they dragged him out of the city and began to stone him. And the witnesses laid their coats at the feet of a young man named Saul. While they were stoning Stephen, he prayed, Lord Jesus, receive my spirit. Then he knelt down and cried out in a loud voice, Lord, do not hold this sin against them. When he had said this, he died. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. The response to Psalm 31. I trust in you, O Lord, for you are my God. In you, O Lord, I seek refuge. Do not let me ever be put to shame. In your righteousness, deliver me. Incline your ear to me, rescue me speedily. Be a rock of refuge for me, a strong fortress to save me. I trust in you, O Lord, for you are my God. You are indeed my rock and my fortress. For your name's sake, lead me and guide me. Take me out of the net that is hidden for me, for you are my refuge. Into your hand I commend my spirit. You have redeemed me, O Lord, faithful God. I trust in you, O Lord, for you are my God. A reading from the first letter of Peter. like newborn infants, long for the pure spiritual milk, so that by it you may grow into salvation, if indeed you have tasted that the Lord is good. Come to him, a living stone, though rejected by mortals, yet chosen and precious in God's sight. And like living stones, let yourselves be built into a spiritual house, to be a holy priesthood, to offer spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ. For it stands in Scripture, "See, I am laying in Zion a stone, a cornerstone chosen and precious, and whoever believes in him will not be put to shame. To you then who believe, he is precious, but for those who do not believe, the stone that the builders rejected has become the very head of the corner, and a stone that makes them stumble and a rock that makes them fall. They stumble because they disobey the word as they were destined to do. But you are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, God's own people, in order that you may proclaim the mighty acts of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. Once you were not a people, but now you are God's people. Once you had not received mercy, but now you have received mercy. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God." Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. I am the way, the truth, and the life, says the Lord. No one comes to the Father except through me. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Listen to the Gospel of Christ according to St. John. Glory to you, O Lord. Jesus said to his disciples, "Do not let your hearts be troubled. Believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house there are many dwelling places. If it were not so, would I have told you that I go to prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and will take you to myself, so that where I am, there you may be also. And you know the way to the place where I am going." Thomas said to him, "Lord, we do not know where you are going. How can we know the way?" Jesus said to him, "I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. If you know me, you will know my Father also. From now on, you do know him and have seen him." Philip said to him, "Lord, show us the Father, and we will be satisfied." Jesus said to him, "Have I been with you all this time, Philip, and you still do not know me? Whoever has seen me has seen the Father. How can you say, 'Show us the Father'? Do you not believe that I am in the Father, and the Father is in me? The words that I say to you, I do not speak on my own, but the Father who dwells in me does his works. Believe me that I am in the Father, and the Father is in me. But if you do not, then believe me because of the works themselves. Very truly I tell you, The one who believes in me will also do the works that I do, and in fact will do greater works than these, because I am going to the Father. I will do whatever you ask in my name, so that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If in my name you ask me for anything, I will do it. This is the gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. For us as Christians, it is the continual presence of Jesus Christ in our lives who gives us the real and enduring stability that we need as we navigate our ways through our lives in this world. It is the presence of Jesus Christ in the world through the continual presence of his church, in which we find fellowship with Christ and with each other, that we find a sense of security and belonging. With Christ, our constant companion through life, we come to understand that we belong to God. We are his beloved children. In the gospel reading today, Jesus gives us the stability, the comfort we need in our lives. He gives himself to us as the rock on which we are to build our lives, as he declares himself to be the way, the truth, and the life. No one can come to the Father except through me, Jesus tells us. Only those who build their lives on the rock of his teaching, who follow his ways, can hope to enter the kingdom of heaven. But Jesus also makes us a wonderful promise. He tells his disciples, "I go and prepare a place for you. I will come again and will take you to myself, so that where I am, there you may be also." His promise to us is that he is preparing a place for each of us in the Father's house. It is his deepest desire that we should share his eternal glory. It is a desire for which he was prepared to die the most horrific of deaths. For Christians, nothing can compare with the sure ground for hope, the sense of stability, continuity, security, and belonging, which the eternally abiding presence of Christ in his church and in our lives gives to us and to all his people. Amen. In the power of the Holy Spirit and in union with Christ, let us bring our prayers for the church and for the world to our Heavenly Father. We pray for the church throughout the world, for the leaders of the church, among them Mary, our bishop. We pray for the clergy and people of our diocese, and for our own ministry area. May the church faithfully proclaim the risen Christ, the sure ground for hope in the world. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for the people of the world, for victims of war, violence, and oppression, for all suffering the effects of natural disaster, and for those suffering through famine or drought. May the glory of the risen Christ enlighten the nations in the ways of justice and peace. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for our own community, for our families, friends, and neighbours. We give thanks for all who serve the needs of the vulnerable. May we witness to the risen Christ in our daily lives, bringing your love and peace to all with whom we share our lives. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for all who are in need, for those who are sick, for those who are bereaved, for the lonely and isolated, and for all in any kind of need. We hold in our hearts before God those known to us who are in need at this time, and all whose names are recorded in our intercession books. Relieve them according to their need. Strengthen them with your Holy Spirit and console them with the love of Christ. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for all who have died. We remember before God our own departed loved ones. We pray for the recently departed and for those whose anniversary of death falls at this time. Welcome them and all the departed into the eternal joy and peace of your heavenly kingdom. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We bring all our prayers to our Heavenly Father as we pray together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. The risen Christ came and stood among his disciples and said, "Peace be with you." They were overjoyed on seeing the Lord. The peace of the Lord be with you and with all those whom you love. Let us pray. Eternal God, whose Son Jesus Christ is the way, the truth, and the life, grant us to walk in his way, to rejoice in his truth, and to share his risen life, who is alive and reigns now and forever. Amen. And just before our final blessing, I'd like to thank you all for joining us, our family here in Gethligae, for our service of home worship this morning. It's really lovely that you are with us. I wish you all a safe, healthy, peaceful week to come. And I do hope very much that you will be able to join us once again for another service of home worship next Sunday. The Lord be with you. God the Father, by whose glory Christ was raised from the dead, strengthen you to walk with him in his risen life. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be among you and remain with you always. Amen. Let us go in peace to love and serve the Lord. Alleluia, alleluia. In the name of Christ. Alleluia. Alleluia.